感谢主，这两天我们做一个圣工人员的训练。
We thank God that we are able to be here to have the Holy Worker Personnel Seminar.
我们要晓得怎么样来做神的工。
If we want to know how to work for the Lord,
教会有两大使命。
There are two great commissions in the church.
就是传福音还有牧养。
Which is pastoring and also evangelizing.
但是是要由人来这个做这两个使命。
The great commissions need to be done by the effort of humans.
教会是一个永续发展的教会。
The church is ever growing.
所以我们要让每一代都有不同的人来服侍神。
Therefore, we need to have different generations to continuously serve the Lord.
所以训练变得很重要。
Therefore, training is very important.
教会里面要有规矩。
The church needs to have order.
所以很多行政工作也很重要。
That's why administrative work is very important.
所以这两天我们谈到各同各样不同的主题。
For the next 2 days, we will explore different topics.
我们这两节先来谈这个薪火的传承。
For the first 2 sessions, we're going to talk about passing on the work.
最近有一个工人从马来西亚来到我们当中。
Recently, there was a worker who came from Malaysia.
小弟感受很深。
I had a lot of deep reflection.
我小弟发觉到原来在东南亚那一带神预备了很多神的工人。
I realized that there are a lot of workers that the Lord has prepared in the Southeast Asia.
这个跟我们早期杨长老、林长老他们过去那边做训练的工作大有关系。
And this has a lot to do with the training that Elder Yang and Elder Lin had done long time ago.
教会不可以停止在我们这一代。
The church cannot be stopped in this generation.
教会一定要继续发展到主耶稣再来。
But it should continue to grow until the Lord's coming.
所以我们要薪火要一直的传承下去。
That's why we need to continue to pass on the mission.
所以今天早上用古圣徒的风范来学习薪火的传承。
So this morning we would like to share this topic using the example of the apostles.
我们来看生命记的一章十二节到十五节。我们先来看摩西的耶稣亚传承摩西的工作。
And let us first turn to the example of Moses passing on the work to Joshua in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记一章的十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 12.
十二节到十五节。
To verse 15.
请你读。
Verse 12. How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints? Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you.And you answered me and said, The thing which you have told us to do is good. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and knowledgeable men, and made them heads over you, leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, leaders of tens, and officers for your tribes.
摩西在这边回想他带领以色列百姓的经过。
Here, Moses was reflecting the process of him leading the Israelites.
他说，你们这么多人，我独自一个人怎么担当得起呢？
He said, how can I bear alone your problems and your burdens and your complaints?
教会的事情很多。
There are a lot of things that go on in the church.
摩西怎么样带领一个人带领两百万人呢？
And how was he able to lead the whole congregation of the Israelites?
虽然他学会埃及人一切的学问。
Even though he had the education of the Egyptians.
虽然他行事说话都大有才能。
Even though he was very eloquent and full of power.
但是我们知道孤掌难鸣，一个人怎么样把天撑起来呢？
However, one person cannot lift up the whole sky.
所以他有时候工作到非常的挫折。
Therefore, many times he meets with difficulties.
圣上讲他一个人从清晨到晚上都要做诉讼的工作。
The Bible recorded that
from 帮忙诉讼的工作。帮忙这个 judgment 的工作。
From the morning till the end of the day, he had to help with the work of judging.
感谢主了，后来他知道设立这个五十夫长、百夫长、千夫长。
Well, thank God that later on he was able to set up the leaders among the fifties, the hundreds, and the thousands.
真的有时候我们在教会做圣工，事情太多了。
It is true that in the church sometimes we have too much to do.
然后又听到信徒在抱怨。
Then we start hearing complaints from the members.
所以有时候我们有那种摩西的挫折感觉。
Many times we feel the same way as Moses.
摩西跟神这样祷告发泄。
So Moses prayed to God to vent to him.
他说你要叫我像抱婴孩一样把他们一个一个抱进去迦南地吗？
He said, do you want me to hold on to them like as babies into the land of Canaan?
你现在把我杀了，就在这里把我杀了。
Why don't you just end my life right here?
神也怜悯他了。
Well, God showed mercy unto him.
说你应该啊，啊，这个找七十个人呐、啊，然后按手在他们头上。
God suggested that he should select 70 elders and anoint them.
啊，你的灵分赐给他们。
Lay hands on them and to impart some of your spirit unto them.
他们可以跟你一起同工啊。
So that they can become your co-workers.
但是我们真的啊，独自担当。这个相当困难。
So it is very difficult if we bear all the burdens alone.
我们今天做圣工很怕我们一个人在做。
Today it is very difficult if we are bearing the work alone.
你会觉得自己很累啊。
We will feel very tired.
你甚至会说下次选举的时候不要选我，我真的受不了了。
We will even get burned out and say, don't elect me to be the church council member next time.
你甚至会有以利亚的心态。
We might feel like Elijah.
啊，全世界的人都跑光了，就是我一个人在为你大发热心。
We may feel that everybody else have left God, and we are the only one who is working zealously for God.
啊，所以我们做圣工一定要避免了一个人独自担当。
Therefore, to serve God, we need to avoid working alone.
即使一个人做事情啊，有时候比较有效率，你会觉得自己已经熟悉了，再找另外一个人来做，有时候更辛苦。
Indeed, it is true that if we work alone, it will be more efficient, and it is more troublesome to work with somebody else.
但是你走了，谁来接你的工作呢
？However, if you one day depart from this job, who is going to take over?
他是不是要重新再开始摸索呢
？Is that person going to start from ground zero?
所以我们真的要懂得找帮手来传承我们的工作。
Therefore, we need to train someone else so that they could bear the same ministry.
我们来看出埃及记三十三章。
Let us refer to Exodus chapter 33.
三十三章的十一节。
Verse 11.
三十三章十一节。
33 verse 11.
三十三章十一节，请读。
Verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
这边圣经上特别记载有一个少年人是摩西的帮手。
Here it records that there was a young man, Joshua, the son of Nun, who was Moses' helper.
所以你一定要找一个帮手。
Therefore, we need to find a helper.
他是可能比你更资浅，比你更年轻。
Maybe this helper is younger than you and knows less than you.
他是未来的工人。
He is the future worker.
你要给他有一个训练的机会。
You need to give him an opportunity of training.
你可以上山指导，举手祷告。
You can go up to the mountain, to teach him by lifting up your hands to pray.
然后呢，山下的工作让他用刀去杀敌人。
And you let him do the work and the groundwork.
你要上山见的神啊，圣经上记载啊，耶稣亚跟摩西一起上山。
The Bible recorded that Moses and Joshua together went up to the mountain.
你要见神，你要记得带他去啊见神。
When you want to see God, you should take this helper with you.
虽然他灵程可能没有你那么高，可以爬到山的最顶端。
Even though he may not be able to climb up to the top of the mountain like you do.
你要让他有一种行政的经验，在会幕里面帮忙。
You want him to have some kind of experience with the administration, like helping in the temple.
所以他有宗教的一种处理事务的宗教事务的一个经验的累积。
So that they have experience with the work in liturgy.
有一天我们的时候到了。
One day when our time is up.
真的神会叫你按手在他的头上。
The Lord will actually ask us to lay our hands onto this person.
他可以传承你的使命。
To pass on the work unto this person,
能够继续带领百姓进入迦南地得到安息。
So that this person can continue your work and to lead the multitudes into the land of Canaan.
所以今天我们的教会要注重帮手的训练。
So our church need to put more emphasis in training the next generation.
我们真的要鼓励他们去参加各样的训练，像神学的训练。
We need to encourage them to attend more seminars, especially the theological seminars.
在那里，他们可以经历神。
Because they can experience God.
我们教会的事工要丢一些东西给他们做。
We need to give them some work in the church.
你会注意到，我们教会就将来就有一个永续的发展，一直的。有一个人有人继续出来在神国里面服事。
Then you will see that people will continuously come out to serve God.
我们再看再看一看这个撒母耳的这种继承哦。
Let us also look at the example of Samuel.
那个从摩西到耶稣亚有个继承的过程。
From Moses to Joshua, there's a process of passing on the ministry.
但是从耶稣亚到撒母耳 将近四百年了，没有什么人呢、啊、可以担当神国的重任。
But from Joshua to Samuel, in the span of 400 years, there isn't anyone who came out to take on the job.
有时候我们会觉得我们教会里面呢、啊，没有什么人可以来帮助我们工作。
Sometimes we feel that there's nobody in the church who could help us with our work.
你节目一看呢，年轻人都不晓得跑到哪里去了。
When we lift up our eyes, we see that all the youth have disappeared.
或者是说柱子怎么那么少？
Or we feel that the pillars are so few.
那这个时候我们要学习哈拿。
In this time, we need to learn from Hannah.
她跟神祈求未来要有工人。
She actually asked God for a future worker.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
第九节到第十一节。
Verse 9 through 11.
九节到第十一节。
Verse 9. So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And that was, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life and no razor shall come upon his head.
以利坐在自己的地方，坐在殿门的旁边。
Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle.
我想哈拿来这里祷告，一定会看到这个场景。
When Hannah comes here to pray, she will see Eli.
她心中已经感到有点悲伤。
She might feel a little sad.
这个以利是一个不错的人啊。
Even though Eli is a good man.
但是真正做工的那些他的儿子啊，实在都是坏蛋。
But the his helpers who are the sons are actually wicked.
人家献祭啊，还没有献，就用三叉的这个叉子啊，把人家的肉祭物拿走了。
When people bring their offering, before they even burned the offering, they already took some and ate them.
很多人厌恶献祭，因为这些人工人。
And a lot of the multitudes detest offering because of these priests.
所以哈拿他这次祷告就转一个方向。
Therefore, Hannah took a turn in her prayer.
她说：“如果你真的给我一个儿子啊，我一定啊，让他未来啊做你的圣工啊。”
She said, "If you give me a male child, then I would give him to the Lord to serve you."
能够持续这个神国的一个重任啊。
So that he can take on and the important mission of the Lord.
所以今天我们要祈求神来兴起时代的工人。
So today we need to ask God to rise up His important leader.
我们的孩子啊，我们不要一天到晚就鼓励他们要念名校，要补习，要有好成绩这样的一个观念而已。
Today we should not always just push our children to get into good schools and do well in the society.
当然这些都是好的。
Even though these are good.
但是啊，我们要鼓励他们有服侍神的心志。
Furthermore, we need to encourage them to have the heart to serve God.
要献上我们的孩子。
We need to offer up our children.
所谓献上，不一定叫他们一定要什么将来当传道。
Offering up our children doesn't mean that they have to become the pastors.
就是将来可以跟你一样啊，能够把你的时间啊献给神来用。
But that they will be the same as you, which is to serve God in your free time.
你要常常为他们祷告，为未来的工人祷告。
You need to pray for them who are the future workers of God.
如果发觉到教会的灯快要熄灭了。
If you feel that the light in or lamp in the church is about to dim.
当然神不会让它熄灭。
Of course, God is not going to take them completely out.
但是你真的很忧心的时候，我们真的用祷告来继续继承这个心火。
But if you worry about it, then we need to pray to God to give a new fire.
这样的祷告啊，神会垂听啊。
God will listen to this kind of prayer.
果然，神给哈拿一个孩子。
Indeed, God gave Hannah a son.
果然啊，这个孩子在神面前慢慢长大。
Indeed, this child grew up in the face of the Lord.
我们看撒母耳记上二章的二十一节。
Let us refer to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22.
二章二十一节。
Verse 21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
我们把我们的孩子献上，不是就失去了孩子。
When we offer up our child to the Lord, we do not lose this child.
我们得到更多的孩子。
Actually, we earn more children.
所以哈拿献上一个，得到五个。
She offered one child and earned and got five children back.
所以真的，如果你的孩子啊服侍神啊，将来你老的时候，你一定会觉得很安心。
If your child serves the Lord, then when you become advanced in age, you will be very comforted.
我们会知道，撒母耳就渐渐啊在神面前长大。
We see that Samuel grew up in the face of the Lord.
我们看二十六节。
Let's turn to verse 26.
二章二十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 26. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men.
后来神跟人喜爱他的心、啊、就越发增长。
We see that he grew in favor both in the Lord and with men.
所以我们、啊、要给孩子成长的机会。
We need to give our child a chance to grow up.
有时候孩子、啊、在成长过程当中会犯一些错误。
Sometimes our child may make a lot of mistakes in the process of growing up.
我们要对他们有耐心。
We need to have patience toward them.
他们只要继续在神面前呢、啊。
If they continuously stand before the Lord,
继续来参加教会的活动
to continuously attend church activities.
我们相信主耶稣有一天会感动他们
We believe the Lord will one day touch them,
使用他们
and to use them.
所以在传承的过程当中呢，祈求神兴起工人很重要
So in the process of passing on the baton to the next generation, I'm sorry.
祈求神兴起工人很重要。
The prayer to ask God to raise up His workers is very important.
所以耶稣这样讲啊。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said,
庄稼已经成熟了。
The harvest is ready.
你们要祈求那个差遣工人的主啊，去差遣工人啊。
You need to ask the Lord who sends out workers to send worker out.
这样神会兴起更多的工人来做传承的工作。
So that our Lord will send out more workers to continue the work.
有一次小弟、啊、去一个地方教会
One time I went to a local church
那祷告之前、啊、他们都用幻灯片、啊、打说、要代祷的事项
Before the prayer they projected the prayer items
当然有些是为病痛的代祷
And some of the items was for people who were ill
但是其中有一项、啊、他好几年都是放在里面那就是说求神带领工人来到我们这个教会
But one of the items that was up there for a long time was that to ask for God to bring workers into the church.
这样大概经过三四年哦。
After 3-4 years,
我就觉得神真的慢慢带领人呐、啊、到这个教会里面来。
I realized that God indeed brought a lot of workers into that church.
所以代祷祷告真的大有功效。
Therefore, prayer is quite effective.
神会自己兴起工人。
The Lord Himself will raise up workers.
那我们再来看看这个以利沙传承以利亚的这个历史事件。
And now let's look at the example of Elijah passing on the baton to Elisha.
我们来看列王记下的第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记
2 Kings chapter 2.
记下的第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
第二章的第二节
Verse
2 二章二节
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 2 Then Elijah said to Elisha Stay here please for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel But Elisha said As the Lord lives and as your soul lives I will not leave you So they went down to Bethel
这边记载啊，以利亚跟以利沙两个人同行
Here it records that Elijah and Elisha travel together.
伊丽莎紧紧地跟随伊利亚来传承他的工作。
Elisha was following closely to Elijah to take on his mission.
你知道伊利亚是亚哈时代的人物。
Elijah was in the reign of Ahab.
亚哈圣经上讲啊，在列王当中呢，没有一个人像他一样的。
And the Bible says that no one was like Ahab.
其实亚哈这个人算是个性算是不错的，很仁慈的。
Actually, King Ahab himself has quite good personality.
他的问题就是太仁慈。
But his problem was that he was too kind.
所以应许啊，容许啊，他老婆啊，作恶作毒啊。
Therefore, he condoned his wife to do all the wicked things.
他老婆是这个外邦的这个，应该人家说庙公，她是庙婆啦。
His wife was a woman of the temple.
那所以嫁到这个以色列国之后呢？他把全国的这个偶像成为全国的国教。
Because she was the priestess of the temple, therefore she turned her idol into the national religion of Israel.
这个所罗门王拜偶像，那是很个人的事情。
For Solomon to worship idol, that was quite personal.
但是呢，这个亚哈却把全国整个国偶像变成国教化，甚至到一个地步啊，信神的人呢、啊、都要抓起来杀。
But Ahab actually turned the idols into national religion, so that people who worship the Lord had to be in prison.
所以啊，在这个时候，神就兴起一个最刚烈的先知来责备亚哈王。
Therefore, God raised up a very strong prophet to rebuke King Ahab.
但是后来这个以利亚啊，他躲起来了。
Later on, King Ahab hid himself.
那神一直提醒他，你在这里做什么？
God kept reminded him, "What are you doing here?"
神的意思就是说，你是在洞里面大发热心，不是真的热心呐。
What God was telling him was that you are being zealous inside the cave, not actually outside the cave.
但是以利亚好像听不太懂神这样的提醒。
Elijah did not get God's reminder.
那神就说：“好了，既然你不太了解，那我们来再兴起一个人了，你去找一个人来接替你的工作了。
”And because of that, God, ask him to pass on his mission to the next person.
叫他出洞里做三件事情。
He asked him to leave the cave to do three things.
高亚兰王哈薛。
To crown the king Elam.
高以色列王耶户。
And also crown the Israelite king.
高先知以利沙。
And also to anoint the new prophet Elisha.
后来你猜以利亚做几件事？
And guess how many things he did?
他只有做了一件事。
He only did one.
他就是高以利沙。
Which is to anoint Elisha.
就是把衣服放在以利沙身上、哦、
He put his cloak on Elisha.
当然这三件事情以利沙也完成了一件，就是他去高耶户。
And Elisha,
高哈薛。
Elisha actually did one of these missions, which is to anoint the king.
后来以利沙的一个
先
一个门徒啊，才去高这个以利沙是高哈薛了、哦、他的门徒就是高耶户了。
And Elisha's disciple actually crowned the king of Israel.
所以以利亚就做了神就让以利亚做了这样的一个传承的工作。
So Elijah has passed on his work unto Elisha.
以利沙刚开始他跟以利亚讲说，我回去跟爸爸妈妈讲一下，说我要出来工作了。
Elisha went back, asked to go back to his house to talk to his parents before he leaves.
后来他真的下了决心哦，把自己啊属于自己的这些牛啊牛的器具啊，通通杀了，请人吃，或是把工具通通烧了。
So he set his determination to put away all his tools of plowing and burn them up.
他就认真的跟随以利亚哦。
He wholeheartedly followed Elijah.
他跟随以利亚是寸步不离的跟随了。
The way that he followed Elijah was to not depart from him.
真的要学他，神给他生命每一件事情，他都想要学习。
He wanted to learn everything from Elijah.
虽然以利亚三次跟他讲，你休息一下，你不用来了，我也不晓得前面有什么事情。
Even though Elijah told him that you need to take a rest here, and I don't know what will happen to me.
其实小弟一直觉得这整个我们如果看列王记下的第二章这整章里面呢、好像很 boring， 这个跟随好像就是跟着走而已。
If you read a chapter 2 of 2 Kings, you will feel that it might be kind of boring in the way that he followed Elijah.
都一直走路了，都没有讲什么了，都一直走路了。
All that they did was to walk together, they did not talk much.
但是其实跟着走，你常常可以看到别人在做什么，我们可以跟着做。
However, if we walk together with someone else, then we can really learn a lot from that person.
所以今天我们要懂得跟长辈来学习。
Today we need to learn to follow our elderly.
看他做什么能够让教会来兴旺。
We need to observe what they did that was helping the church.
小弟有时候看到那个我们教会早期的那些工人一些长老们。
And when I observe the early workers, the elderly.
有些长老到一个地方教会去，哇，那个很多人来受洗啊。
A lot of times the elders go to a church to help out with the holy work and a lot of people get baptized.
当时候那还是传道、哦、
And at that time they were still a pastor.
我们就是仔细听他的经验，为什么那个时候神这么同工。
When we listen to their sharing, we wonder why God was with them so much.
那时候他那个，当然现在是长，那时候是传道，他就说，那时候他一天只吃一餐，因为工作太多了，没有时间吃饭。
He replied, at that time he only ate one meal a day because he was too busy working for God.
一方面也要求神加添能力，因为那个时候慕道朋友特别多啊。
And in addition, he was also fasting to pray to God for strength because there are a lot of truth seekers at that time.
那个时候啊，每个月都要洗礼啊，都要每个月洗礼啊，不一定得到灵恩会才洗礼啊。
During that time, they had to baptize members every month and not to wait until spiritual convocation.
我们就看到那种工作的精神。
We really see their attitude and effort that they put in.
所以真的，有时候我们看到一些老前辈啊，我们要仔细观察。
So when we look at all these workers before us, we need to closely observe them.
有一个神学生啊，问一个传道人，你得到神这么多恩惠的秘诀在哪里？
There was a TTP student who asked a pastor, what is your secret of that you could receive so much grace from God?
你怎么样做怎么样讲道理啊？道理才能够讲的能够有神的同在，圣灵的感动。
How did you prepare for your sermon that God was with you all the time and that that it could touch other people?
那个传道轻轻地丢一句话。
The pastor replied,
说你只要每讲道之前哦，早一个小时到教会祷告，帮助很大。
You just need to arrive the church 1 hour early to pray to God.
那这是他们走过的路的一个脚迹啊。
That is the footprints that they left behind.
他觉得这样对他帮助很大。
He felt that the prayer helped him a lot.
这是一个很简单的一个建议而已。
This is a very simple suggestion.
但是你真的这样去做，你发觉到不一样。
But if you truly follow the same example, you will feel the difference.
因为圣灵在那个小时已经把道理重新再教导你一次。
Because the Holy Spirit was teaching him the message.
下一个小时就把你的那个你神感动你的再一次的分享出来。
So the next hour when you share, the Holy Spirit will speak on your behalf.
所以传承当中，除了人愿意要传给下一代，下一代要愿意紧紧的跟随。
So in the process of passing on the baton, the next generation also needs to have the heart to want to receive this baton.
下一代要一种 ambitious, 要一种那 ambitious 这个字好像是野心哦，是不好的字，但是其实真的我们年轻的工人哦，要有一种广大的心智哦，我要祈求加倍的灵来帮助神的工作。
So the next generation needs to have an ambition to really have the urge to want to take on this mission.
我们来看第二章《列王记下》第二章第九节到十二节。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9 through 12.
第二章第九节到十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 9 through 12.
九节到十二节。
Verse 9. And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask, what may I do for you before I'm taken away from you? Elisha said, Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire.And separated the two of them. And Elisha went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces.
这个以利沙真的很有心智来服侍神，他想要兴旺神的国度。
Elisha really has the heart to serve God.
所以他说他要加倍灵的感动啊。
Therefore, he wanted double portion of the Spirit.
那今天我们做下一代想要传承的人，我们真的要广大的心啊。
Now, if we're the next generation who's taking on the baton, we need to have this kind of heart.
你看，在这几年当中，我们的教会发展到20间左右。
Recently, our church has expanded to about 20 churches.
那现在你要来接棒啊。
And now you are to take this baton.
20间不够啦。
There isn't enough time.
在你的时代哦，应该发展到60间到80间呢。
In your generation, we should expand until 60 churches.
不可以，我们一定要加倍哦，求那个神的工作要加倍感动。
We need to ask God to bless us with double portion.
这是一种可敬重的志气啦。
This is a very respectable ambition.
不是你祈求那个加倍的荣耀，我要人家，我要是你那个灵，你给我，我要为你来工作。
We're not asking for double glory, but for double strength, so that we can work more for God.
但是要怎么样能成过得到这样的能力呢？得到这样的感动呢？加倍的灵的感动呢
？But how are we able to receive this double strength？
以利亚说：“你这个很难哦，难得了，
Elijah、
难得到了。
Said, ”This is a very hard thing that you're asking.
但是如果你看到我被接去啊，啊，你就会得到。
However, if you see me ascending to heaven, then you will be able to receive.
我们活在这个世界上，我们看的都是世界上的事情啊。
When we live on this world, all we see is the things of the world.
我们看到怎么样啊，住一个更大的房子。
We see how people are pursuing to live in a larger house.
我们注意啊，这个时代啊，这个时候正是买房子的时候，我怎么样能够扩充自己的地产？
We notice that this is the time to buy a house, to increase our investment.
当然这个不是说不好，但是我们的心不要摆在这里啊。
This is not a bad thing. However, our heart should not be focused on that.
你要主要看见的，我们要看见哦，就是那个服侍神的人，将来真的可以被神接到荣耀里面去了。
What we want to be able to see is that we will be able to enter into God's glory.
那个服侍神哦，是一个最有价值的事情啊。
Due to our service that we're able to receive this glory and that is the highest honor.
如果你有这样的看见哦，你的心才会摆在神的身上。
If we can see this, then we will be able to put all our focus onto God.
那教会事情这么多。
There are a lot of things in the church.
如果没有人用心经营哦，教会很难发展的。
If people do not manage it with a delicate heart, then it is very difficult to progress.
那用心经营，你一定要花很多的时间，要很多的祷告，你的心就要摆在这里呀。
And in order to manage the church delicately, we need a lot of prayers, and that's the time that we need to spend on.
那你没有看到将来那个盼望，你怎么可能把我们的精力？摆在神国的事情上面呢
？If we do not see the future hope, how are we able to put all our effort and strength onto this matter?
但是当我们真的全心投入神的事工，盼望将来的荣耀的时候
，But if we truly set our hearts upon God's work,
你就会知道，你一个人哦，真的可以真的神常常可以借着一个人哦，一群人哦，来兴旺神的教会。
Then we'll see that God is able to prosper His church through one or a group of person or people.
我最近有一个感觉啊。
I have this feeling recently.
有些人啊，他退休了。
Some people retired.
他是很想工作啊。
They really want to serve.
他知道自己的时间不多了。
They know that they don't have much time left.
甚至有的人已经离开教会了。
Some people have already left the church.
已经犯罪了。
They have sinned against God.
但是他知道他的时间不多了。
But they knew that they have little time left.
一直想要工作。
They wanted to serve God.
但是我小弟也注意到另外一种情形。
I also noticed another thing.
正在工作的一直想要退休啊。
The people who are working in the church keep wanting to retire.
这实在是我们真的很不足啊。
And we are really lacking.
我们真的要看到将来的荣耀。
We need to be able to see the future glory.
求神啊，赐给我们加倍的灵。
May the Lord give us double strength.
我们再来看这个大卫跟所罗门的一个传承。
Now let's look at King David and Solomon.
这个传承不是在传承建造这个世界的国度。
This passing on of the mission is not to rule the earthly kingdom.
我们看到这个传承是在传承建造神的殿。
But this is the passing on of the mission of building God's temple.
我们来看历代志下。
Let us turn to 2 Chronicles.
22章。历代志下22章
Second Chronicles chapter 22
1-3节
Verse 1-3
历代志下22章1-3节志上
First Chronicles chapter 22
历代志上对不起
First Chronicles chapter 22
22章1-3节
Verses 1-3 Then David said, This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel. So David commanded together the aliens who were in the land of Israel, and he appointed masons to cut hewn stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors of the gates and for the joints, and bronze in abundance beyond measure.
这个大卫哦，啊，没有办法建神的殿。
David was unable to build God's temple.
但是啊，为未来的世代啊，准备了很多的材料哦。
However, he prepared all the materials.
后来真的所建的殿啊，非常啊，能够彰显神的荣耀。
We see that the temple that was built in the future by his son was able to manifest God's glory.
我们这一代的工人一定要为下一代的工人来准备很多的东西，让他们将来接棒的时候啊，可以更轻省。
So the workers of this generation needs to prepare for the future generation so that when they take on the baton, they have a lot of resources to use.
我们相信美国的教会啊，未来啊，一定比现在更好。
We believe that the future of TJC will be better than now.
啊，但是你要，我们要为他们来准备一些东西啦。
But we need to prepare for them.
我常在想一个问题，为什么现在的传道人，很少就是，我现在工人呢、啊，很多都是双语的啊、嗯？为什么神不一下兴起只会说一种语言的东西呢？一种语言的人才呢
？I often think about this question. How come God raise up the workers, the current workers who are bilingual and not monolingual?
你仔细观察，我们只要的材料啊，我们正耶稣教会只要材料啊，很多很多丰富的东西啊，还是用中文写的。
And if you notice that a lot of our treasure of inspiration from God was written in Chinese.
哦。这些很多好的东西还没有翻译成英文或是翻译成西文。
They have not yet been translated into English or Spanish.
那我们美国的教会啊，不只是要发展华人的教会啊。
But in America, we not only need to establish churches of the Chinese.
我们要开始对西裔的啊，对这些讲英文的，我们要一个扩展。
But we need to continue to preach to people who speak English in this country.
有人要准备这些材料啊。
But there need to be workers who prepare these materials.
啊，所以这些双语人才啊，有时候我们常常鼓励那些神学生哦，你写讲章你不要写用中文写，你尽量用英文写，因为中文的讲章资料太多了。没有，可是一些 amateur 的，他们想要正道级在哪里呢？我们没有英文的正道级啊。
So we often encourage our TTP students to write new articles in English.Because we already have abundant materials in Chinese. However, we don't have enough materials in English.
好，我们来看二十二章的第四节。
Let's continue to read chapter 22, verse 4.
历代志上二十二章第四节。
Verse 4, and cedar trees in abundance for the Sidonians and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David.
第四节有没有讲说，大卫王说，
第五节，
哦，那是第五节啊。啊不是，有没有一句话说这个所罗门王还年幼娇嫩？好，请读第五节。
Verse 5. Now David said, Solomon, my son is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous and glorious throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it. So David made abundant preparations before his death.
这个中文跟英文不太一样哈。这个中文的第四节说，因为所罗门王还年幼娇嫩啊，英文是第五节啊。
So here says Solomon, my son is young and inexperienced.
所以我们现在的 Spanish 跟这个 English 的 missionary 还非常的年幼娇嫩。
In our church, currently, our English and Spanish ministry is still young.
但是我们的教会在美国不要停留只是在扩展华人的世界而已。
So our church should not only stop at the evangelism towards Chinese.
有一次啊，我们的一个教会啊，在做一个福音的训练。
One time there was a local church that was conducting a evangelical seminar.
那一个英文组的这个同工啊，他就讲一句话。
There was a worker in the English ministry who spoke up.
他说：“哦，我们这个英文组的哦，只要跟中文组学，大概就可以学到很多了啦。”
If only we learn from the Chinese group, then we'll be able to learn everything that we need to know.
我知道这个教会英文组跟中文组的宣道工作有时候没有什么互动啊，就是没有什么传承啊。
We realize that the English ministry and Chinese ministry don't have much interaction with each other.
有时候你有没有注意到我们的 Hosanna Outreach 哦，我们很多中文的那些干部啊，他们好像不觉得这个需要他们关心什么。
If you notice Hosanna Outreach, you see that not a lot of Chinese ministry workers would go there and support.
其实我们中文的宣道工作已经做得相当有规模，我们也知道怎么样做真的才会更能够得到神的福气啊。
Actually, the Chinese ministry of evangelical work has been quite established, and we already know how to do the work.
但是我们的英文、西班牙文的这种 missionary 真的还很娇嫩呢。
And our English ministry and Spanish ministry are still quite young.
所以我们真的要传承我们以前怎么样做的这些经验。
Therefore, we need to pass on our experience onto them.
否则他们要重新摸索，又重新再来一次啊。
Otherwise, they have to start all over.
那这些都是需要我们带导，需要我们支持，需要我们鼓励的啊一个方向。
And this is something that we need to encourage and pray for.
啊，能够使这样的事工啊，能够完美的 完美的承接下去。
So with our support, that this beautiful holy work can continue to grow.
你看后来所罗门王的国度啊，那个建的教会是何等的荣耀。
We can see that the kingdom that Solomon established and the temple was very magnificent.
所以我们相信将来这个美国的年轻一代的不同种族的这种宣道啊，一定要有神的一个，一定会有神的一个同在跟荣耀。
We believe that in the future, the evangelism to other languages will also have the glory of God.
但是问题是我们这一代，我们已经拥有这些资源的，我们愿不愿意继续为他们来准备东西？
But for the current generation, who is very fluent in Chinese ministry, are we going to prepare for the next generation?
我们再来看另外一种传承，就是主耶稣对门徒的这种使命的传承。
Let us look at another example of Jesus Christ passing on the mission to his disciples.
我们看马太福音十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
这个很长，我们不要一节一节读，我们看大意。
We'll just look at the summary.
这里谈到主耶稣选十二个人。马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10 here records how Jesus Christ selected his 12 disciples.
然后选了之后就是差遣他们十二个人出去传福音。
After he has selected them, he sent them out to preach the gospel.
差遣之前给他们工作的方向。
Before he sent them out, he gave them the direction of the work.
要注意的事情是什么？
The things that they need to pay attention to.
然后回来之后呢？
After they return,
他们就做报告哦。
They will report to him.
然后神主耶稣又继续的跟他们勉励。
Then Jesus Christ would encourage them.
所以我们今天真的要选门徒。
So today we need to select our disciples or helpers.
我们要选一些帮手来帮助我们。
We need to have helpers who will help us with our work.
我们要知道，其实不是我们在选的。
We know that it is not us who are choosing.
即使在这个时代。工人还是主耶稣在选呢。
Even in this generation, the workers are chosen by God.
所以我们要知道主耶稣的 criteria， 他那个要求的标准跟我们不太一样。
So we need to know that God's criteria is quite different from ours.
所以我们不要用仁义来代替神的意思来选工人。
So we don't select workers based on our own opinion.
那主耶稣选的标准大部分就是又忠心又良善的人。
Because God often chooses workers who are good and kind.
但是我们的标准常常是要选有才华的人。
Or loyal, but we often wanted to choose people who are gifted.
这不一样。
That's different.
所以我们常常看到有些人呢有心要服侍神。
We see that some people have the heart to serve God.
但是因为我们可能看重的东西跟神看重的不一样。
But because the things that we value is different from the things that God values.
所以有时候我们真的要有足够的祷告跟足够的认识。
That's why we need to have a deeper understanding and enough prayer to see that.
才能够跟神同工，选神所要用的人。
Then we'll be able to work together with God to choose His workers.
那主耶稣选了之后呢，并不只是选了就让他们去主耶稣也训练他们。
Not only did Jesus Christ chose them, but he also trained them.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
十五节。
Verse 15.
好，请读十五节。
When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food."
十六节。
16. But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat."
这是主耶稣要训练他们实地的一个训练。
And this is a practical training Jesus Christ was giving them.
叫他们要给百姓。这些听众吃的东西。
Jesus Christ said, "You give them something to eat."
后来主耶稣就教导他们怎么样来做这个事情。
Then Jesus Christ taught them how to accomplish this.
我们来看一下十九节。
Let's read verse 19. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes.
所以。主耶稣先把这个饼递给门徒。
He first passed on the loaves and fish to the disciples.
然后让门徒递给百姓们。
Then the disciples pass out the loaves and fish.
这个都是实地的训练他们。
This is a practical training.
所以今天我们真的要，我们选人要训练他们。
So today, after we have chosen our helpers, we need to train them.
所以今天才有这样的一个讲习会。
That is why we have the seminar today.
我们会觉到教会为什么要办这样的讲习会呢？
Why does the church have this kind of seminars?
我们会觉到我们教会的宗教教育老师都是经过训练的。
We notice that all the RE teachers have been trained.
但是呢，我们的负责人他们 的训练的这个机会比较少。
But the church council members rarely have this kind of training.
很多工人啊，他们训练的机会比较少。
And there are a lot of workers who are lacking training.
我们觉得教会的这个带领方向有时候比RE的工作更重要。
We feel that it might be more important that church council members know the direction of the church.
所以我们选了人之后，我们要训练这些人。
Therefore, after we have elected our church board members, we need to train them.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
借着训练，我们可以了解教会的方向。
Through this training, we may be able to understand the direction of the church.
满心知道神的旨意。
That we may know the will of God.
我们刚刚看了这个，从圣经上看到很多这种传承的例子。
We have seen a lot of examples from the Bible of the people passing on the mission.
每个例子啊，都给我们一些重点提醒。
Each example gives us a different perspective of encouragement. 帮我们教会
在传承上面可以做得更好。
So that we may be able to do a better job in passing on our mission to the next generation.
将来的教会比现在的教会更荣耀。
So that the church in the future will be more glorious than the church now.
我们一起默祷。
Let's have a silent prayer.
阿门。